From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The pilots of a Northwest Airlines jet that overflew its destination Wednesday have been suspended while the Federal Aviation Administration looks into the incident. Investigators are hoping information from the plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders will shed some light on the mishap, which occurred as regulators and airlines are focusing on the issue of pilot fatigue. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
The FAA is trying to determine whether the pilots both dozed off or were, as they claim, distracted as they discussed airline policy. They were out of contact with air traffic control for more than an hour as the jetliner flew past its destination, Minneapolis, by 150 miles before circling back to land. Air traffic controllers were so concerned about the fate of the 149 people aboard that they asked pilots of other planes nearby to see if they could rouse the Northwest pilots. The FAA and military officials were considering scrambling fighter jets to get a first-hand look to see if the pilots were in distress or if the plane had possibly been hijacked. The Northwest pilots apparently did not become aware of their mistake until a flight attendant asked what was going on. FAA technicians in Washington are analyzing data from the jetliner's flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Congress has enacted a long-sought expansion of the definition of hate crimes to include violence inflicted due to the victim's sexual orientation. It was a victory for gay rights advocates, but conservatives denounced the measure and voted against the defense bill to which it was attached. Here's more from NPR's David Wellner.
The Senate's 29 votes against the defense bill containing the hate crimes provision were all cast by Republicans, including South Carolina's Jim DeMint.
Well, this provision serves as a warning to people not to speak out too loudly about their religious views, lest federal agents come knocking at their door.
DeMint's assertion that the hate crimes measure punishes thoughts was sharply refuted by Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin.
It would punish violent acts only, not beliefs. No federal prosecution could take place under the provision unless the Justice Department certifies that the state in which the hate crime occurred either does not have the jurisdiction, has asked the federal government to assume jurisdiction, or has failed to vindicate the federal interest against hate crime-motivated violence.
The measure is expected to be signed into law by President Obama. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
24 people were killed in several attacks in Pakistan today. In one incident, a suicide bomb killed at least 7 people near a military facility where fighter jets are stationed. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 4 points at 10,077. The Nasdaq Composite Index, Dow is down 4 points at 10,077. The Nasdaq Composite up 19. This is NPR News. The top U.S. military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, is urging Japan to make progress on relocating a U.S. base as part of the realignment of U.S. forces. However, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai, the issue is looking increasingly contentious.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mike Mullen brings to Japan the same message as Defense Secretary Robert Gates just 2 days later. Both men are urging Tokyo to move ahead with previously agreed plans to relocate a major U.S. Marine base on Okinawa Island. But Japan's new center-left government wants to review the agreement signed between its predecessor and Washington in 2006. Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has suggested he won't be pushed, telling reporters there was no need to hurry. U.S. officials had hoped a decision would be made before President Obama's trip to Japan next month. Japanese officials are now saying they don't expect that to happen. This issue is increasing frictions between the U.S. and Mr. Hatoyama, who's vowed to be less subservient to Washington. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The National Association of Realtors says that sales of existing homes in the U.S. surged by more than 9% in September to an annual rate of 5.57 million units, and that's the highest level since July of 2007. New York State is rescinding an order that would have required all health care workers in the state to receive vaccinations against swine flu. Some state workers had protested, saying it was not fair to force them to get the vaccines. Unions and some health workers sued the state, and a judge issued a temporary restraining order last week. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.